This is the Sakkar Murli of 28th of August 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you know the incognito secret of this drama, of how this confluence age is the age of ascending, and that the degrees then continue to decrease from the golden age. Question. What is the most elevated service, and who can do that service? Answer. To make Bharat into heaven, to make beggars into princes, and impure ones pure, is the most elevated service. No one but the One Father can do such service. It is because the Father did such elevated service that children maintain his honour. You first of all build the Somnath temple to him and worship him. Song. At last the day for which we had been waiting has come. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard the song. Souls are incognito and the bodies are visible. So a soul cannot be seen with these eyes. It is incognito. It definitely exists, but it is covered with a body. This is why it is said that the soul is incognito. The soul himself says, I am incorporeal. I have come here into the corporeal and become incognito. The incorporeal world is of souls. There is no question of anything incognito there. Even the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, resides there. He is called the Supreme, the highest on high soul. The one who lives beyond is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Father says, just as you are incognito, I too have to come down in an incognito way. I do not enter the jail of a womb. My name has always only been Shiva. When I enter this one, my name doesn't change. The name of this soul's body changes. I am always called Shiva, the father of all souls. You souls are incognito in your bodies. You perform actions through your bodies. I too am incognito. You children are now receiving this knowledge of how I, the soul, am covered by this body. The soul is incognito and the body is cognito. I am bodiless too. The incognito Father is speaking through this body. You too are incognito and are listening through your bodies. You know that Baba has come. The Father comes to make poor Bharat wealthy once again. You would say that your Bharat is poor. Everyone knows this, but no one knows when or how our Bharat was wealthy. You children have great intoxication that your Bharat was so wealthy. There was no mention of sorrow. There was no other religion in the Golden Age. No one knows that there was only the one Dharma religion. No one knows the history and geography of the world. You now understand very well that your Bharat was very wealthy and that it is now very poor. The Father has now come to make it wealthy once again. Bharat was very wealthy in the Golden Age, when it was the kingdom of the deities. Where did that kingdom go? No one knows this. Even the rishis and munis say that they don't know the creator or creation. The Father says, the deities of the Golden Age have no knowledge of the creator or creation. They don't know the beginning, middle, or end. If they did have the knowledge that they would come down the ladder and go into the depths of hell, they would no longer experience the happiness of the kingdom. They would be concerned. You are now concerned about how to become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. You also have this knowledge of how we souls used to reside in the incorporeal world and how we then went into a land of happiness. We are now in the stage of ascending. This is the ladder of 84 births. You also know what happens in between. Not everyone will go to the Golden Age. According to this drama, all actors will come number-wise and play their own parts at their own time. You children now know who the Lord of the Poor is. The world doesn't know this. You also heard in the song that at last that day has come. All of that is devotion. You also understand when God comes and liberates you from the path of devotion and takes you into salvation. No human being knows what is called the kingdom of Rama and what is called the kingdom of Ravan. You children now understand that Baba has once again come into this body. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva, and so Shiva must definitely come. He doesn't say that he enters the body of Sri Krishna. The father says the Sri Krishna soul has taken 84 births. The one who was number one is now here at the end, and the same applies to you. I enter an ordinary body. I come and tell you how you experience 84 births. At this time, not a single being considers himself to belong to the deity Dharma because they have placed the Golden Age very far away. They have written that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. In fact, the history of the drama is very short. Some religions have a history of 500 years, and others have a history of 2,500 years. Your history is 5,000 years. Those who belong to the deity Dharma will go to heaven, whereas those of other religions come afterwards. Those who belonged to the deity Dharma have been converted to other religions. According to the drama, they will again be converted in the same way and will return to their own religions. The father explains to you children that you were the masters of the world. You now understand that Baba is the one who establishes heaven, and so why should we not be in heaven? We will definitely claim our inheritance from the father. When they say this, it proves that they belong to our Dharma. Those who don't belong here will not come. They would say, why should we go into a religion that isn't ours? You children understand that you were deities in the new world of the Golden Age and that you had a lot of happiness. There were palaces of gold. There was so much gold in the Somnath temple. There has been no other temple like that one. There were many diamonds and jewels in it. The Buddhists, etc., don't have palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. You gave so much honour to the Father who made you children so elevated. Honour is given to those who do something good and then depart. You now understand that the purifier Father comes and then departs, having done the best work of all. You souls say that the unlimited Father comes and does the most elevated service. He makes us into kings from paupers, from beggars into princes. No one else honours the one who makes Bharat into heaven. You know that the highest on high temple remembered is the Somnath temple, which was then looted. No one has ever looted the temples to Lakshmi and Narayan. The Somnath temple has been looted. They were very wealthy on the path of devotion. Kings too are number wise. The ones with a lower status honour those who have a higher status. They sit in court number wise. Baba is experienced. The courts here are those of impure kings. What would the court of pure kings be like? Since they have so much wealth, their homes would also be very beautiful. You now know that Baba is teaching you and is carrying out the establishment of heaven. We become the emperors and empresses of heaven, and then we fall. We are the ones who then become the first worshippers of Shiv Baba. We will worship the one who made us into the masters of heaven. He makes us very wealthy. Bharat is now so poor. Previously, it wasn't as poor. People lived in great happiness. Land that could be bought for 500 rupees in those days cannot be bought for even 5,000 now. There the land has no value, because everyone can take as much as he wants. There is a lot of land left everywhere. Your palaces will be by the sweet rivers. There will be very few people there. Nature will serve you and you will find very beautiful flowers and fruit. You are now making so much effort. However, when there is a drought, you don't even have enough food. You should have goose pimples when you hear this song. The Father is called the Lord of the Poor. You now understand the meaning of this. Whom does he make wealthy? It is definitely those who come here whom he makes wealthy. You children know that it has taken you 5,000 years to become impure from pure. Baba now instantly makes you pure from impure. He makes you the most elevated. You receive liberation in life in a second. You say, Baba, I belong to you. The Father says, children, you are the masters of the world. A son becomes an heir the moment he is born. They have so much happiness. However, as soon as they see that they have a daughter, their faces go pale. Here, all of you souls are sons. You became the masters of heaven. You now know that 5,000 years ago, you were the masters of heaven. Baba made you that. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva, but they don't know when he came. They don't know when it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. In fact, the population of Bharat should be the largest. The land of Bharat should also be the largest. If the duration were hundreds of thousands of years, a lot of land would be needed. Even the land of the whole world wouldn't be enough. So many people would be born in hundreds of thousands of years. There would be countless people. There aren't that many now. The Father sits here and explains all of these things to you. When people hear these things, they say that they have neither heard them before nor read about them in the scriptures, and that they are wonderful things. You children now have this knowledge of the whole cycle in your intellects. This one is now an impure soul at the end of his many births. The one who was Sato Pradhan has now become Tamo Pradhan, and he has to become Sato Pradhan again. You souls are now being given these teachings. You souls listen through your bodies, and because you souls listen through those, your bodies then sway. Truly, we souls have taken 84 births. We have definitely received 84 parents. There is this calculation. It enters your intellects that you take 84 births, and that there are also those who take fewer births. There would be the account of the minimum and the maximum. The Father sits here and explains to you all of the things that they have written in the scriptures. At least for you, they say that you take 8.4 million births. For me, they say that I take an incalculable number, an infinite number of births. They say that I am in every particle, or that wherever they look, they only see Sri Krishna. In Mathura and Vrindavan, they say that Sri Krishna is omnipresent. Those who believe in Radhe say that they only see Radhe everywhere. They say that they are Radha Swamis. Krishna Swamis are different. They believe in Radhe. Wherever they look, they only see Radhe. You are Radhe and I am Radhe. The Father now sits here and explains, I am truly the Lord of the poor. Bharat was the wealthiest of all. It has now become the poorest of all, and this is why I have to come in Bharat. This drama is predestined. There cannot be the slightest difference in it. This is a huge drama. The drama that has been shot will repeat identically. You have to know about this drama. This drama means a drama. Other dramas are limited, whereas this is an unlimited drama. No one knows its beginning, middle, or end. They would only believe that incorporeal God, and not Sri Krishna, is the Lord of the poor. Sri Krishna becomes a wealthy prince of the golden age. God doesn't have a body of his own. He comes and makes you children wealthy. He gives you the teachings of Raja Yoga. Those people become barristers, etc., by studying, and they then earn an income. The Father too is now teaching you. You become like Narayan in the future from an ordinary being. You do take birth. It isn't that heaven emerges from beneath the sea. Sri Krishna also took birth. The land of Kansa, the demon, doesn't exist at that time. The name of Sri Krishna is praised so much. There is no mention of his father's name. Where is his father? Sri Krishna would definitely be the son of a king. He would take birth to a great king. However, because that king would have been impure, his name is not mentioned as much. At the time when Sri Krishna exists, there are a few impure people. When they, impure ones, are completely finished, he sits on the throne. He claims his kingdom and then his era begins. The era begins with Lakshmi and Narayan. You write the full account. This one's kingdom lasts for this length of time, and then that one's kingdom lasts for that length of time. People can understand from this that the duration of the cycle cannot be any longer than that. There is a full account of 5,000 years. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning, from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vodarna 1. While keeping the knowledge of the Creator and creation in your intellect, make effort to become Satopradhan. Only have the one concern that you definitely have to become Satopradhan. 2. Keep this unlimited drama in your intellect and maintain infinite happiness. In order to attain honour equal to the Father's, do the service of making impure ones pure. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of attainments and experience all the powers by remaining aware of having all rights. If your intellect is constantly linked to the One Father, you receive the inheritance of all powers as a right. Those who perform every action while considering themselves to have a right do not need to say anything or ask for anything. The awareness of having all rights gives you the experience of attaining all powers. So have the intoxication that all the powers are your birthright. Continue to move along as one who has all rights, and any dependency will then finish. Slogan. As well as making yourself pure, to make the elements pure too, is to be completely free from attachment. Avyakt signal. Finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, pure. If your discipline of purity is strong, you can become free from attachment, jealousy, and anger. Don't have any irritation either. Do not have any attachment to any outcome, that something should definitely happen. If someone speaks selfishly or out of jealousy and his desire is not fulfilled, there will be anger. Therefore, make your pillar of purity strong, and your pillar will work like a lighthouse. Om Shanti.